Right now, it is time for Brian Ross. It is time for Real News. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning at this time, and it seems like we don't have anything to talk about, Brian.
Well, first of all, a little more bass in your voice sounds very good with your new mic there.
Yeah, it's getting used to it, but I've officially put the mic flag on, so it's going to stay. All right.
Well, I don't know if you stayed up to watch any of the final hours of the prosecutors in the Trump trial present their evidence, but for me it was absolutely chilling, and it changed my mind about what the importance of this impeachment trial, which I thought perhaps was, given that it's almost a foregone conclusion, why are they doing it? But I think it's a matter of historical record that what we saw was important for the world to know, and also the fact that, frankly, we now see how close it came to members of the Senate and the Vice President being attacked and perhaps killed. The images of the Secret Service rushing Pence and his family to safety, of steering Majority Leader Schumer away from the crowd, of Romney running down the halls trying to get away from the mob, absolutely is a reminder of what, how close this came and how bad it was.
I watched off and on up until about, I want to say about 5:30, 6 o'clock. But when I get up this morning, I always get up early between 2:30 and 3, and I go over the news, and what I saw was exactly like you. I have not been in, I wasn't in a big favor of this impeachment because it takes, but not only does it show the public truly what happened, and not only does it show the public that, yes, there were thousands of people there, and the thousands of people there did include some people who came down from the rally that were there for the rally that I don't think had any idea that they were going to get sucked into something like this. But it was so well organized by all the other people that people who really in their normal lives wouldn't have gotten sucked into entering illegally did. But the plain brutality and the sheer horror and terror of it came out, especially in the body cams of those officers who protect the Capitol. And it's to me now, it is not only a public record and shows really, truly what indeed happened. And the thing about Romney, he was running the wrong way.
Yeah. They had to turn around and go the other way. Same with Schumer. He almost walked into the mob. And this is footage that we had never seen before, which makes it even more powerful in some ways, because it comes from the security cameras inside the Capitol building, which, you know, no news organization had access to until last night. Plus the recording of the officers calling for help, were being overrun, officer in trouble, 10:33, officer down. Stunning that this happened, and it should not be quickly forgotten as like some, blip on the radar. This was more than a blip on the radar.
Here's what I like what the presentation also did. There is no way in God's name that the president could sit there for 3.5 hours with all this going on and do nothing.
Yeah.
The thing that stands out in this is that the President of the United States, with his Vice President in mortal danger, with Republican and Democratic leadership in the House and Senate in mortal danger, and don't tell me he didn't know because the Secret Service was there, and believe you me, they let the word out, nothing from the White House for 3 hours. That is the most damning thing that came out on top of this.
I think you're right, and that is the crime. Now, he's charged with incitement, which may be harder to prove that his words actually caused this, but the fact is he failed to protect his vice president, failed to protect the Capitol, I think, is the crime that perhaps, I don't know what the charge would be exactly, but that's really the damning indictment of Donald J. Trump, his failure to do that. As Pence was being led away with his family by Secret Service to safety, Trump was tweeting that Pence did not have the courage to do the right thing. And then the astounding thing to me was, through some colossal screw-up, Trump and Rudy Giuliani are trying to reach the new senator from Alabama, Coach Tom Tuberville, and they dial the wrong number. They get Mike Lee. Giuliani leaves a message at 7 o'clock at night after all this has happened, like, let's slow it down. Let's not confirm the vote. Let's not certify the votes. They were still trying to steal the election after all of this.
You know, and the big thing that came out of this for me is they're not going to get a conviction of impeachment, I don't think, unless some miracle happens. But and here's the big but: already in Georgia, they are preferring charges and seeing if there's a case for when the president called and tried to get votes changed. And in Washington, D.C., there can be, after this is all over, there can be a charge against the former president of the United States for what happened. So I think that's the big thing that has come out. And also, it now puts people on record as to whether or not they thought that this was an incredible assault on America or not. And I think that it will be a dark stain on people if they don't stop this and say, you know what, this was wrong. I mean, even if they don't want to vote to impeach, the senators have to come out and say this was far worse than it appeared, and something like this could never happen again.
I think you're right about that. You know, some senators were saying, well, all these rioters should definitely go to prison, and that's true. But the person who inside of them who created this steal and stop the steal movement, who knew it was a huge lie, he should face consequences. I'm not sure what they are. I guess as a matter of political fact, it's hard to imagine he could ever be elected to the presidency again, whether they actually have to take the step to stop him. But this sets a record. Now we know what happened in real time, and it's stunning. And hats off to Jamie Raskin and the other managers in the House who put together this compelling timeline that we just hadn't seen before. Nobody had put it together like this.
Well, that's another thing. The way they put this together is absolutely incredible, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can't run and you can't hide from this. It's just so apparent. The only sad thing about this is that it happened on a day where Joe Biden spoke with Xi from China, which is a huge event, because of course once the flu became known as the China flu or the Wuhan flu, but really relations between China and the United States drifted off. And I'm old enough to remember how the relations between China and the United States were before Richard Nixon. One of the few great things that he did was open up our relationship with China, recognizing what the future could possibly bring. So I think the fact that Joe Biden and the president of China got together on the phone for a couple of hours of conversation was another important news story out of Washington yesterday.
A lot of things that are returning to normal, and it's good to see normal. It doesn't produce as many headlines, but normal is good.
You know, one thing wrong about being a progressive like I am, normally you get caught up in things, but now sitting back and watching the government get back to normal, the Foreign Service getting back to normal, our relationship with the Pentagon getting back to normal, even the separation of powers starting to get back to normal, is a very, very comforting thing for me, very comforting.
And do you have your vaccine appointment yet, Marshall?
I am eligible to apply for one beginning today. And when I get off the air, I will apply, and they'll get back to me. And then I know which vaccination I want if I get one.
And you get to choose.
Well, you might get to choose. That's the whole thing. You might not. But so, yes, I'm going to register today and see what happens. I would figure after I register today, about 300,000 people are going to register. So I figure it might be, unless I'm extremely lucky, it might be a couple of weeks before I can before I have to make that decision. But
yeah, I signed on. I'm now at one advantage of being over 65 is I was able to sign on. No Sharon Hospital appointments, but plenty in Kent.
So that's what we're going to look at here. I love looking at every day. I look at the numbers and I report numbers locally, and to see the death rate go down, and to see the hospitalization in ICUs go down, and to see the overall infection rate starting to drop. I hope America just stays and toes the mark for another 85, 90 days, so we can really, really, really get this thing under control.
couldn't agree more. And I think we have a sense that we're getting leadership from Washington that was missing that will help it. Still, as they've announced, you know, there are not everything going perfectly. They don't have as much as they need. The demand far outstrips the supply, but they're working on it. And you have a sense that someone's in charge who actually cares about the right outcome, is not trying to hide what's going on.
There's a feeling of comfort now that goes out there. Well, we'll see what happens within the course of the next week. It should be an interesting couple of days out of Washington, and we'll see and talk about it.
We'll have a vote by next week, I'm sure.
Absolutely, and we'll be able to talk about it. Brian, thanks for joining us again.
As always, great to be here, Marshall.
Take care.
Okay.
Brian Ross, Real News here on Robin Hood Radio and robinhoodradio.com.